Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hey, fans. It's a Connie Mack World Series wrap-up with Coach Carpenter, a recap from Ricketts Park. Four games took place today, with three of them being elimination games. This means it will narrow the field of nine to six as we start round four. In game number 13, we had the Colton Nighthawks and the Doolin Dodgers. What looked like might be a comfortable win for the Dodgers turned into one of the most amazing finishes I know that this broadcaster has ever seen. Doolin Dodgers did most of their scoring early, taking a 6-2 lead in the sixth, added three more in the seventh to make it a 9-2 ball game. But then it happened. Not one, not two, but three-run home runs in the bottom half of the seventh, the last one being a walk-off, and the Colton Nighthawks win this one by a score of 12-9. Truly an amazing finish and something that the Connie Mack World Series will probably never happen again, but it happened here in Farmington on this day. Game 14 was another elimination game between two Lone Star State teams, the UBC Nationals and the Texas Sticks. UBC beat the Elite Squad 15-7 to advance to game number 14. The Texas Sticks came from the winner's bracket side but lost their game to DBAT United 12-8, and that put them on the bottom part of the bracket. Texas Sticks scored in the first, only to see UBC match it in the bottom of the first inning. UBC added one in the second and six in the third. After four innings, it was an 8-2 ball game. That was enough to prove to be the winner, as the final score in this one was 8-6, and UBC will advance into round four. Game 15, the third and final elimination of the day, had the Florida Legends and the host 505 Panthers against each other. Both these teams came from the winner's bracket and lost their close games, so they had to fall into the loser's bracket, and that's why they're matching up. The Legends were beat in the seventh by the Redskins 4-3. It was a great game. They led the whole game. The Midland Redskins came back. The 505 Panthers played Southern Cal Renegades, but lost a close one 2-0. Florida struck first in the bottom of the first with a run. In the second, the host team tied it up, only to see Florida take a 5-1 lead after four innings. The difference in this game was the 505 Panthers loaded the bases three times in this game, unable to score one run, and loaded the bases two times with no outs and one time with one out. They left about 14 runners on base, and that was the biggest difference that cost them the game. The final score in this one, 8-2, so the Legends will advance to round four. Game 16 was a battle of two of the three undefeated teams left in the tournament. Two premier programs battled in this one, the Southern Cal Renegades and DBAT United. Both teams were automatic bids to the Connie Mack World Series, and they won their first games in the Connie Mack World Series as well. DBAT beat the Doolin Dodgers 10-2, and then beat the Texas Sticks in a slugfest 12-8. For Southern California, they also won 10-2 against their first rival, the Colton Nighthawks, and then won a close game against the host team 2-0. DBAT jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the first, and Southern California answered with one in the bottom of the first. DBAT added two more in the fourth and one in the sixth. This one goes to DBAT with the final score of 6-2. Both these teams were undefeated, so both of them will advance into round four, and there will only be two undefeated teams left. So as we move to round four, we have six teams remaining, two of which are undefeated, and that is the Midland Redskins and the DBAT United Ball Club out of Dallas, Texas. That being said, the other four teams remaining are UBC Nationals, the Colton Nighthawks, the Southern California Renegades, and the Florida Legends. When you get into round four, you have to look at natural pairings. If there's no natural pairings, you have to draw. The most natural pairing in this case are the two undefeated teams, and that's the Midland Redskins and DBAT. And they will play each other in round four, and they'll play each other in game number 19 at 7:30 tonight. The other teams had to draw, and what happened after the draw Game 17 will take place at 12 noon, and it will feature UBC and the Colts and Nighthawks. In Game 18, it'll be a game between two powerhouse teams, Southern California and Florida. That game will take place at 5:15. And as I said earlier, the two undefeated teams will automatically play in the late game, and that will feature the Midland Redskins against DBAT United. A lot of great baseball took place, but before we finish our recap, we need to inform you of some important changes that are taking place in the tournament scheduling for Friday. The championship game has been moved to Friday night from Saturday. It was originally scheduled to be played at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. It's been moved to Friday night, and that game time for the championship is at 6:30. With that being said, that means there's a schedule adjustment for the two games that are going to take place on Friday evening. So game 20, which was scheduled for 5:15, will now take place at 11:45 on Friday. Game 21, which was played at 7:30 on Friday night, will now be moved to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, the championship game will start at 6:30. In the event that there's an if game, that if game will take place on Saturday at 5 o'clock. As you can see, it was an exciting day at Ricketts Park. More great baseball coming up today. We invite you to tune in to each and every pitch here on KSJE. This has been a Connie Mack World Series Wrap-Up with Coach Carpenter, a recap from Ricketts Park.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.